Underdogs: The Truth About Britain's White Working Class by Joel Budd, read by Oliver Hembrough, including a preface read by the author. To see the maps mentioned in Chapter 1, please see the accompanying PDF.
Preface. A few weeks before the general election in July 2024, I drove to Hartlepool to take its political temperature. Hartlepool was once an important North Sea fishing port. Then it became a steelmaking and shipbuilding town, and it has never quite recovered from the decline of all those industries. The streets around the town centre are among the most deprived in England. Its residents tend to feel overlooked and ignored. Teesside is isolated from the rest of England. It is neither on a high-speed railway line nor a motorway, and Hartlepool is on the edge of Teesside. But Hartlepool isn't just any struggling post-industrial northern town. It is the town that seemed to prove an entire group of people had switched allegiance. In 2021, the people of Hartlepool did something extraordinary. In a by-election triggered by the resignation of the town's Labour MP, they voted for a Conservative, Jill Mortimer. That snapped a long record. Hartlepool had been a Labour seat ever since the constituency was created in 1974. And the fact that Britain had a Conservative government in 2021 made the victory even more amazing. Voters usually punish incumbent governments in by-elections. It is almost unheard of for a ruling party to snatch a seat from the opposition. The Conservative triumph in Hartlepool was incredibly painful for Labour, worse, in some ways, than the disaster that had occurred in the general election 2 years earlier, when the party lost many of its seats in northern England, including much of the so-called Red Wall. The losses of 2019 could be put down to voters' impatience to leave the European Union and the unpopularity of the party's then leader, Jeremy Corbyn. By 2021, Britain was out of the EU and Corbyn was gone. Labour's new leader, Sir Keir Starmer, was so stunned by the result in Hartlepool that he considered resigning. In the end, he gave a short, uncomfortable speech, admitting that the party had lost the trust of working people and stayed at his post. Others were blunter. It escaped few people's notice that, as well as being poor, Hartlepool is overwhelmingly white and British. Although it has become a little less so in the past few years, because the government has taken advantage of its cheap houses and moved hundreds of asylum seekers in. Paul Waugh, a journalist who is now a Labour MP, explained that the defeat revealed a fracture in Labour's base. Whereas working-class Asian people remained loyal to the party, he wrote, working-class white people had drifted away. Another MP muttered that Labour had become a bourgeois party and had fallen under the sway of people who were too interested in statues of slave traders. The loss of Hartlepool showed that Labour had lost the white working class. I love Teesside. It has some of Britain's friendliest, funniest people and some of the best women's hairstyles. But Teesside does not always seem to love itself. Parts of Hartlepool have become terribly neglected. Parking my car in the Dyke House neighbourhood, I noticed that the vehicle in front was more than a foot from the curb. That turned out to be because the gutter was filled with plastic bottles and other litter. When I dropped in to see Jonathan Brash, Labour's candidate in the general election, he told me that some shop workers in Hartlepool felt sick at the thought of coming to work, because they feared they would have to deal with thieves. I wasn't sure whether to believe him until I went into a convenience store down the road from his office, looking for an apple. Almost everything in the shop was behind plastic screens to prevent people from grabbing and running. A cashier explained to me that he looks at people approaching the front door through a little window and keeps it shut if the person seems like a drug addict. He didn't have any apples. Mortimer had tried to please her constituents. She boasted that the government was investing in the town under its levelling up schemes, which sprayed money at post-industrial places.